Blog Talk Radio.
Yakuza! Yakuza! Yakuza Kick Radio! Anyone listening? Anyone listening? Knock, knock! Listen, listen, this is Sammy Callahan, and you're listening to him on Yakuza Kick Radio. You better all listen!
Yakuza Radio, love the name, Yakuza.
You know what I'm saying? My homie J-Cat and the homie Eric.
My name is Justice Payne, and you are listening to Yakuza Kick Radio.
All you had to do was listen to Yakuza Kick Radio, but you didn't. Now look at that guy, you homie. Fuck that. Black D. Holla.
But you go to the back, and you tell your boss that there's a new Yakuza in town, and it's Yakuza Kick Radio. And we're taking over.
May 12th, 2011. Welcome to Yakuza Kick Radio. I'm your host, J-Cat Morris, and as always, my co-host, Eric Williams. What's going on, Eric?
Hey, J-Cat, how you doing today?
Chilling, chilling, man. Same old, same old.
You got a busy weekend ahead of you, don't you?
Sure do, sure do. This is a huge, huge wrestling weekend, a huge independent wrestling weekend, I should say. We will be getting into all of the details in all of your options on the Northeast scene of independent wrestling. Quite a list of options, quite a bit of wrestling that you can attend this weekend. If you only wanted to attend one show, man, you have a lot of choices to make. Me, I'm going to two, and we will be getting into that. But what else is good, man?
Yeah, like Raw fucking blah. Whatever else is going on. I seen a movie. I seen the new Rock movie the other day.
What is that? Fast and Furious 86?
Yeah, that shit was fucking awesome, though. That shit was great. The Rock was going one-on-one with Vin Diesel. That shit was amazing.
I don't know if he ever wrestled Maven when Maven was in the WWE.
Well, I know for one thing, he didn't run a show in 2010. I know that.
Yeah, I don't know. Did
The
Rock ever wrestle Maven?
Maybe.
You know what's
funny though? You know what's funny though? Maven in the movies made a hell of a lot of more money than Maven in wrestling.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
No, it's not sure. It's a definite yes.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, he looks a shitload like him, and I could give just about as much of a shit about the guy as I can about Maven.
Steroids?
Maven had
me.
Quite a dropkick, but other than that, what can you do?
That's about it. Yeah. The Undertaker.
I
want to know what The Undertaker thinks about him.
Huh. What do you think The Undertaker thinks about him? I don't know where that came from.
I wonder how big his arms are.
Oh, well, that's a whole different guy now you're talking to him. Now you're talking to Mass Maniac. Anyway, let's get into the show. We got people like, what the fuck? Why do we listen to this shit? This is ridiculous.
This is pre-show type deal, you know what I mean? This is what happens on the pre-show.
Pre-show. Well, we're on the air, and that's the problem.
And we ran it. We ran a show in 2010. How about that?
Yes, we did. I skimmed through Raw. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know if you watched Raw.
I watched the first half hour,
45 minutes, got tired of it, and fucking turned it off.
Okay. Well,
I actually watched the last match, the last 10 minutes. I fucking seen The Miz win the fucking, you know, chance. I thought actually Mysterio would actually have a chance to go out and win it. By the way, I did not know you hate the Fast and the Furious movies.
I don't like many movies, to be honest with you, and Vin Diesel is worth all of nothing to me. And
Who are some of your favorite actors?
Actors? I don't even know about that. I really don't like. I don't invest my likability in just saying, hey, I'm going to see this movie because that guy's in it. I mean, there's guys who I enjoy De Niro's work in a lot of things, but that doesn't mean I have to go see every piece of shit De Niro puts out.
right.
You know, and I can never say he's my favorite actor because I could find one thing that I hate that he did that I could say, you know what? He's good. But actors, that's the funny thing. The movies, I'm so picky, so picky. Like, hey, I have shit I want to see in my house that I haven't seen, and it's been sitting there for a year. I mean, that's how I am.
What are some of your all-time favorite movies then? Real quick, this was supposed to be
a wrestling show.
Fuck that fucker. Go fucking change the dial.
I'm not worried about that. Favorite movies.
Big shout out to Juan, by the way. Big shout out to Juan in the chat tonight.
I'm a big fan of comedies. Comedies, you know, I mean, there's just so many. That's the thing. Like, I like what I like, and I'm very picky at it, but I do, you know, I like a lot of, I guess you'd call them urban comedies. So I like your Fridays. I like your All About the Benjamins. I like your, you know, those type of things.
Those are good. Those are funny as hell.
Yeah, I definitely like a lot of that. There's, I mean, just a lot of, like, classic shit, like, even, you know, the old school National Lampoons, the Naked Gun movies, you know, there's so many things. As far as comedy, I find a whole lot of things funny, so I'm able to find a good amount of things that I could say, hey, man, yeah, that's some shit I like. But action-wise, this shit just doesn't really get me that much. I like movie monster movies. I like the Jurassic Parks quite a bit. Definitely up there on my list of things that I liked. You know, I popped huge for Jurassic Parks. They really brought, like, another element of, I don't know, man. It just, those movies, like, they made you feel like in it, you know, like, it was cool as shit.
Yeah, I agree.
I like the, you know, I'm not an enormous horror fan, but I do like the Freddies, the Jasons, the Michael Myers, I'm a huge fan of Chucky.
Chucky.
I'm a huge fan of. See, now we're starting to get a little closer to where my favorite movies lie. One of my favorites, definitely Gremlins and Gremlins 2. Another one would definitely be Predator and Predator 2. Those type of things I like quite a bit. You know, action movies, you know, I could go with your Terminator 2s. I can go with your. It's hard because I had no preparation. If you would have told me like yesterday, I'm going to ask you what your favorite movies are.
This is Yakuza Kick Radio. You got to be ready for everything. You got to be on your toes. You never know what else I'm going to ask you. I could compile a list.
And this show is going to come to an end, and I'm going to go, motherfucker, I didn't even say that movie. You know, like, it's crazy. But I like some stuff, but I'm definitely not the easiest to please at all. In any genre, but movies is probably the hardest because I really just don't want to invest 2 hours of my life to anything. So if I do commit to that and it sucks, I'm probably never going to do it again. So I don't go to the movies. I wait for shit to come out to me. And I think the last thing I actually saw in the movie theater was The Simpsons.
Juan says, let's dress up like pirates. He says, let's dress up like pirates.
Well, that would never happen in my household. I have never, will never see any of those friggin' pirate movies. You can make 8,000 of them. Johnny Depp could be 85 years old, and I don't give a shit what kind of sparrow he is, because I'm not fucking watching it. So.
By the way, we also want to do a shout out to a new listener, Brent, in the chat room.
Hey, how you doing, Brent? Feel free to get your comments out there, questions, whatever you got to say, air it out. This is a very free forum, and we'd be happy to hear your opinion, man. So. So, yeah, man, now we've got that movie talk. What are your favorite movies, Eric?
Yeah, yo, like, you put me on the spot. I'm going to have to go with whatever Jake had. No, I'm kidding. No. You know, I like the comedies, but I like the sports movies. You know, I'm a huge Rudy fan, and I ain't going to get fucking me over that shit. You want to fucking start? Honestly, I like The Wrestler a lot. I thought The Wrestler was pretty good. To be honest with you, I know. I could see you saying, "Yeah, The Wrestler sucked," but
I thought it was pretty good. There was, you know, pluses and minuses to it. One plus is, you know, there was one distant shot where if you paused it and you really zoomed in, you could find me in the crowd of the CZW Arena. And
you were probably bored as fuck at that show. You were probably real bored.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god!
I also add that was one of the worst shows I ever been to. Due to the fucking Hollywood dramatic bullshit that I had to deal with. So it wasn't a big triumphant thing. Half of the crowd was super happy that they were in a movie, and I just wanted the shit to end. So, but, yeah, man, that's the only reason I have a little bit of sourness towards The Wrestler. But it wasn't
boring.
Bad. It wasn't an all-time anything to me, but it was
simple. You should have been marking the fuck. You should be like, yeah! Like, you should have been going nuts.
You know, you turned up your cheers a little bit. You kind of, you know, you tried to be loud towards the beginning of the show. That show must have ran 5.5 hours. I mean.
Oh, my gosh.
I would really be surprised if that show did not hit 5 hours, because I really don't have any statistics on it. But it was just bludgeoningly long. And, like, you know, never happens in a wrestling show. They would do something where they were planning on doing a spot for the movie. And then they would stop, cut, let's try that again. So, you tell a bunch of fucking wrestling fans, let's try to react to this guy's entrance a little better than you did last time. Now you're pissed off. That's just,
oh, my God.
That's just Philly wrestling fans, man.
Nina says, I hated that fucking night. I think we got home at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, it was terrible. You got to understand, we have 2 hours to drive there. So it's really like, let's try that again. I want all you guys to chant for the ramp.
Who was running the company? Who was owning the company at that time?
That was Zandig, but
I was going to say, if DJ was fucking part, he probably would have been like, oh, no, you do it this way. And they would be like, yeah, we're taking it somewhere else. He would have fucked that up.
No, I do believe that was Zandig, and, you know, I mean, you can't blame them, you know, for getting involved. I really don't blame any wrestling promoters for getting involved, but I don't know, man. It's just, it was a long fucking night, so. And I don't have patience. Anybody else with patience probably would have said, hey, you know what? It was a night out, and it was good to be part of, and da-da-da-da-da. But me, I was just like, get the fuck out of here. Come on with this shit. So anyway, The Wrestler, Rudy. What else you got? Brian's song?
What?
So what else you got? Brian's song?
What the fuck is that?
You don't know what Brian's song is?
No, what the fuck is that?
Oh, Jesus Christ. With Brian Piccolo and Gail Sayers and the whole thing?
Nope,
no.
Not, never heard. Oh,
okay.
That
yeah,
been,
before your time.
That been,
yeah, before
yeah,
your
that
time.
That must have been in the 50s or 40s.
Yeah, in the 50s. Yeah, okay. So,
No, I like those movies. I like the comedies, you know. Adam Sandler. I like Adam Sandler. He has good shit.
Yeah, the old Sandler movies work on.
Yeah, yeah, like stuff. the Billy Madison and, you know, like the movies
the,
that he,
the water
he fucking
boy,
acted
yeah,
in his fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Gatorade.
Yeah, that's funny shit. It's all right. Now that everybody knows a little bit of the movies that we like on this wrestling podcast.
This is a wrestling show. You're supposed to call me about wrestling.
Yeah, how dare you? You walk a straight line, boy. Otherwise, I'm turning my damn computer up. Anyway, Raw, again, like I said about Raw, I didn't say anything. Eric said he watched a bit in maybe another little bit, but yeah, I skimmed through it. I saw the part that I wanted to see pretty quick, and that was Karma destroying Eve. She's just, you know, crossing these names off with one move, you know, little by little. Honestly, you know, I do like what they're doing with her. I do want this to continue. However, I would like her to do more than one move to these people. I would enjoy very much, like, maybe a clothesline, like a splash in the corner, and then the finisher, or something like that. Something that actually shows you that she can move a little bit. Now, obviously, I don't want, I don't have a problem with them not being full matches yet, and her just coming in, just impromptu squashing people. It's definitely getting to the point now where you can see it coming, and I still don't have a problem with that. However, just the finisher. You know, normally in a match, it takes you a little while to build up someone to the point where you can hit your finisher on them. If she just walks out, laughs at people, hits their finisher, when they actually become full matches in a month or two and she actually builds a feud with somebody, you're going to have everyone going, why don't you just hit your finisher and get the shit over with? I mean, obviously, you hit your finisher and people die. Like,
right.
You know, it would just make a little more sense that, yeah, okay, you hit the finisher on the one chick, she doesn't get up. You hit the finisher on another chick, she doesn't get up. All right, well, the next week, would it really hurt to, like, you know, nail some chick in the corner with a clothesline and then, you know, drop an elbow on her or something, then drag her up and fucking hit her with the finisher? Just something, you know, to just make it look like you're really trying to hurt them, not to, you know.
Right.
The finisher is all you got, because that's obviously
I'm
not
hearing,
awesome.
I'm hearing she's getting some heat because apparently she's being a little stiff with the Divas.
Stiff? She's done one move on fucking each person she's worked. What is stiff? I don't know, man. Oh, Jesus. I mean, when a woman of her size scoops up any one of these little chicks and fucking drops them with a wrestling move, yeah, obviously that's something that the Divas haven't been doing.
Well, you know these girls, they like to, oh, yeah, CZW Princess. Oh, poor Divas. Not poor Divas now. They're getting paid money to fucking take moves. That's about it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Just so you know, we have a listener, that Brent guy, found out about the show through Lane. How about that?
Awesome, awesome, yeah. Lane's awesome. Great friend and tremendous talent. But yeah, man. So, like I said, I like the way that they're, you know, using her to squash people. Obviously, the Divas are going to talk shit. Her, you know, she's coming in and making herself look 10 times more powerful than the girls she's in with. So, I can't imagine them in the back going, man, I'm so glad she showed up. I mean, it's got to be, they got to go home and go, this fucking sucks, man. You know, we were all pulling hair. Everything was fun and games. We were pulling hair and rolling around, all that catfight shit. And we were coming up with names and we were calling each other Divalicious and glamorous, and then next thing you know, this huge chick comes in and starts actually doing wrestling moves on us. How dare her? What the hell are we supposed to do now? That can't be something that they're happy with.
Definitely not.
But what can you do, you know?
Nothing.
Comes with the game.
Definitely.
Yeah, so that was the only redeemable part of Raw I saw. I mean, they had, you know, the whole Cole segment. They had a...
Tell me
no,
what you thought about that whole thing. Tell me what you thought. You told me some stuff before we went on the air. Like, I think the listeners would laugh at what you you said about Michael Cole. About Michael Cole. What's your thoughts on the whole Michael Cole situation?
I just had enough of him, man. I really, really had enough of Michael Cole and that whole situation. It's ridiculous. They just did a thing where Lawler's not allowed to touch Michael Cole, but Cole was in that whole glass box thing and has holes, I guess, so he could breathe or something. But, you know, the whole top's open, so it's kind of a ridiculous thing to do with, to begin with. And he grabbed the guy's tie and he pulled him through the thing, choked him through the hole or whatever. And I didn't touch him. I just grabbed his tie. I touched his tie. Come on, dude. What am I, 10? It's ridiculous. They waste at least a half hour of time on these 45-year-old announcers.
Yeah, it's getting ridiculous. But what are you going to do, you know? Nobody gives a shit. It's like once that happens, it's like, oh, bathroom break. But I know I'm taking bathroom breaks when Michael Cole, when they're doing Michael Cole segments. I'm like, yeah, I'll be back in 10 minutes, and it's still on, you know?
Right. Yeah.
That's why
I just don't
like.
Yeah, it's reasons like that that I never watch the show live anymore, and DVRs are the best thing that ever happened, because I could watch that two-hour bullshit show in 15 minutes if I really want to.
Right. And that's pushing it.
Yeah, that is pushing it, usually. I would really rather that they just ended that storyline. I don't even think people would care if they made him the Raw GM at this point. I really don't. They overdid that to death. It's really a non-factor anymore.
Right. I mean, everybody already assumes that he's the GM anyway.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, the only thing you could do to make it, you know, the GM actually interesting is make it like Owen Hart or somebody. Yeah, honestly. That's about the only person that could walk out and be the GM and actually surprise the fans, because you cannot draw things out for a surprise.
Oh, you'll
out
see Martha Hart. Martha Hart would have a fucking fit. She'd be like, what the fuck is going on? She's like,
I'm sure the Hearts would be pretty happy. Shocked, but happy, you know.
I'm here right now. What's up?
But, So what do you think, man? Good, Eric. All right. Eric.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that.
Oh, okay. I
had people call my name.
Speaking of bathroom breaks.
I had people call my name.
But yeah, like I said, that's about the only surprise you can ever get, is if someone who isn't alive anymore ended up being the GM and walks out of that curtain, because it's just so overdone, it's ridiculous. It's, seriously, even the younger viewers, they can't be caring about it. They just gotta go, that damn computer's talking again. Like, just, you know, it's just like a bunch of teenage girls running around going, I hate my phone. I hate this service. I have one bar. This is bullshit. Like, their parents are paying the bill every month, and they're just like, AT&T, I can't stand this iPhone anymore. It's so yesterday. Like, this is what they got to be thinking about, the little computer that changes matches, like the young wrestling fans. The only thing they could do is bitch about that technology. That damn laptop. Like, it's just kind of unbearable. So they have that. They have Alberto Del Rio, you know, doing his thing. They started the hype like the Alberto Del Rio versus Wright feud thing. And to me, that's not a bad idea. I mean, that's a dream match. When you see Alberto Del Rio and Sin Cara come in, you know, you first think of the high flyers, the other, you know, Lucha Libre wrestlers that they could work with. So, I mean, Wright comes up pretty quick. But then, of course, they got to mix in the Miz, and they got to give this guy's rematch. And then, you know, instead of just running individual decent angles, they got to just merge it all together. The Truth's got to be involved. And Miz has got to be involved. I like the Truth's new gimmick. I like his heel turn. I like all that shit. But there's no reason you need to mix him in with Ray and fucking Alberto and the Miz. And the whole shit is just such a clusterfuck.
I think at this point they're just trying to figure out what's going to work and what's not going to work, and just, you know, mixing things around. I mean, usually around this time every year, it's the same shit, Jay. I mean, it's just, I mean, they're all fucked up badly when they got rid of Sin Cara. Could you imagine the matches they could have ran with Sin Cara? They could have ran Sin Cara, Kofi Kingston, Sin Cara, Morrison. Well, I guess they can't even do Morrison now. He's out for a couple months, but they could have been Sin Cara, Miz, you know, all types of shit, dude, and they fucked up badly. Who the fuck cares about SmackDown? It's fucking taped.
To a certain extent, I can agree, but we really don't have to rush anything with Sin Cara. There's going to be a lot of options. The other thing I could say, you know, as far as Raw, I mean, they do inner promotion all the time. So you'll see
Same. It's not the same, Jay. It's a little watered down. It's not. There's no need to do it. You know,
I mean,
like you said,
they're doing things to see what works. As the saying goes, they're throwing shit against the wall and seeing what sticks.
Right.
That's more or less what they're doing. And as far as SmackDown, let me just, because I don't care about the spoiler, tomorrow on SmackDown, you guys tune in, you will be seeing Sin Cara take on Daniel Bryan.
Get the fuck out of here. Really?
To me, that's a phenomenal thing. So as far as matchups, I think you do get one. The only problem with that is there's going to be interference, and it's going to set up what I believe is going to be the first feud or series of matches that they're going to work with Sin Cara, and that is going to be with Chavo Guerrero.
Oh, my gosh.
So.
He's still around? They still have Chavo around? I thought
anything
he was
with
not
a Guerrero last name has a contract. That's just what I think that was the rule. I think it was in Eddie's will, was that anybody with a Guerrero last name cannot be fired.
Even if they're fucking smoking, doing drugs outside the building, can't be fired. It's in Eddie's will. All
right, right. So, just in his will. You can't do it. Now, eventually his number is going to come up. It's probably soon, honestly. Like, Chavo's, his time has run out a long time ago. I mean, he was jobbing to Hornswoggle in a cow outfit, like, last year. So, dressed as a cow, jobbing to Hornswoggle. I mean, he has definitely took his good amount of punishment time and everything like that. They're just going to, again, keep trying everything they can until they find out what works. A guy like Chavo can work a good supporting role in a match. He's never going to be a star. He's never going to be the lead worker. He's never going to be the guy that people come to see. But
he never was. He never was, though.
Right. No, I think he never was. And I think he can work consistent enough as a dance partner. I'll just say dance partner. That he's going to make all the other stuff look good on the other end. So Sin Cara could do all the big spots. Chavo could play the chicken shit heel. And then hopefully Chavo, with his experience, can hold everything in the match together to make it look fluent.
But here's the thing, though. Sin Cara or Mystico is probably about the same amount of experience that Chavo does, correct?
I don't know about that. I really don't have that much knowledge on how long Mystico's been in there, but some of his shit is very, very rushed, and it comes off sloppy in the end. And you have people that are looking to pick this guy apart. You're giving them leeway. You're giving them something to pick apart, because I've watched
he's
his matches.
He's fucking Mystico. Are you fucking serious?
Well,
I've watched his matches. Phenomenal.
And what he does is he tries to cram too many spots. Say they give him a 7-minute match. Well, he tries to cram 20 spots in that match, or, you know, 10 spots
right.
in that match. It doesn't always work.
Whose fault is that? His or the road agent's fault?
Maybe it's the fault of the guy giving him only so much time. Maybe it's the fault of Sin Cara saying, hey, I'll save some of these spots for my next match, or I'll save it for when I'm built up and they actually put me in a 20-minute match and I could fit all these spots into a match. Instead of saying, I'm just going to sprint and pull them off the best I can on a sprint and miss a quarter of them, You know what I mean? Like, it could take a good amount of patience and time. You also can't blame a guy because guys are getting released left and right in the WWE. So if you don't get out what you do have, you might not get another chance. So, I mean, I do understand both sides of the thing. But some of it's too rushed, and it comes off just it's not as crisp as it could be. And
so it'll get better over time.
Yeah, but WWE is very, very critical, very particular. And if you blow your chance by blowing a bunch of spots, they're going to go, "You're not ready, kid. Florida Championship." And they'll send you the fuck down. They don't give a shit. How long has Tyler Black been sitting in fucking developmental?
A long time. About a year.
You know? Claudio, developmental, and sent out of developmental. Fucking Colt Cabana, sent out of developmental. You know, these guys, they are not lacking in talent. WWE just sees something they don't like, and you're gone. Fucking gone. So.
Never to be seen again, you know?
Yeah, quite possibly.
With Claudia and Cabana and, you know, I don't think you ever see guys like Hero or any of those guys, you know, Quackenbush. You'll never see those guys in WWE.
I mean, they seem like a perfect fit, you know, wrestling ability-wise. You really can't doubt their ability. But for some reason, WWE, they find a way to pass. You know, it's like if anybody's watched that, one of my favorite shows, Hardcore Pawn. And that's P-A-W-N, for those who might have a hearing problem. But guys will walk in there cocky as hell. "I got this ring, man. This ring cost me $2,500 straight up, man. Man, I give it to you for $1,000. And the dude looks at him without fucking flinching and goes, "I'll give you $20. And the guy on the other side, $20? What, are you kidding me? You'll give me more than $20. And the dude again without flinching goes, $20. And he flips out some more. He goes, "Thank you, not interested." And you walk the fuck out that door with your ring. No matter how much you like that ring, no matter how much you paid for that ring, you don't run the show. And that's how the WWE works. You might have the shiniest, fucking glitziest ring in the fucking house. Every one of your friends might love that fucking ring, but when you walk into the fucking WWE, they decide, not interested. It's over. Move on. That is bottom fucking line as far as WWE goes. You're looking at a different set of eyes, and they call the shots.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, it is what it is. Another thing you have to, I guess, look forward to on the SmackDown show, they're deciding they're now going to capitalize on tragedy as they always do. Well, I wouldn't say tragedy because at this point it's definitely triumph as far as the Middle East and, you know, us killing Bin Laden. Definitely a triumph point. But by tragedy, I mean, you know, heightened war circumstance or, you know, big breaking news. They decided to capitalize off of that, as they always do. So, it looks like Kali is going to be going heel. They're bringing in a guy, Jinder Mahal. And they're looking to bring back Daivari and pretty much align a heel Middle Eastern.
A.K.A. Kali's getting released real soon, so they want to do something crazy for it.
I don't know about that, but they, you know, and Muhammad Hassan would definitely be back if he wasn't retired. He had said at least over a year ago that he's done with wrestling. He tried it, he liked it, but he's not looking to do any more of that. So right now, like, he's not an option, but right now they have Kali, this other guy, and Daivari they're looking to bring in again and do a big...
What about Runjan? They're going to have Runjan?
Who?
Runjan.
I don't know.
The guy that Kyle Lee had for years.
I'm not sure. But this guy apparently comes in tomorrow and smacks Kyle Lee in his face. They do the whole Kyle Lee kiss cam thing, and this guy walks in the ring and smacks Kyle Lee in the face and tells him, you know, you're not taking this seriously. No one takes you seriously. We need to get down to business. And it's the beginning of the heel turn. And then you're going to see Kyle Lee get quote-unquote vicious and, get real dominant with his His three moves are going to become very effective, is what I'm saying. And people are going to start falling down to his small offense quite often. And they're going to run that whole thing, and then we'll have the USA, you know, will be uprised against them with the big faces and everything else. So, you know, we'll see. I just know they weren't doing shit with Kali before, and it's hard to do shit with him because he can't wrestle worth a damn. He's just like a billboard. He's a wrestling billboard.
He can go to Japan, and he can wrestle well.
And do what?
Nothing.
And lay on top of the fucking nuclear reactor, make sure nobody gets hurt?
Yep.
That sounds fine. I don't know about wrestling, because if Antonio Inoki fucking freaked out, I was throwing chairs towards the ring because Sylvester Turkai and Luke Gallows couldn't work a match good enough for him. I know goddamn well fucking the great Kali is going to get some bigger shit thrown at that ring. He's not going to fucking make anybody happy over there. I mean,
he might make himself happy.
I don't think so. And unless walking through the streets while a bunch of people scramble yelling Godzilla, then if that makes him happy, then I guess he will be. But otherwise, I don't think anything's going to work out for him in fucking Japan. It is Godzilla! And other than that, fucking Inoki and whoever else owns anything, throwing chairs at the ring, telling him to take that shit home, because he's a terrible wrestler, man. I mean, anyone who could throw limbs, if you can just bring a big-ass tree to the ring, stand a guy under it, and then just cut a limb off here and there, that would equate to the guy's chop. His big chop would be like a small limb falling off of that tree. And, I don't know, I mean, maybe the limb will pop back up off the ground and hit him, and that would be the guy's big leg. And I don't even know if he does anything else. Maybe you could drop another limb, and that would be his leg drop or something.
Right.
I don't see any redeeming value in the guy. So if you could find an angle that makes him credible, go ahead. I don't care.
Right.
Main event, a weird pairing. They got Randy Orton and Christian versus Mark Henry and Sheamus.
Uh-huh.
I'm really sure what the fuck that's all about.
Mark Henry? What the fuck is going on with Mark Henry?
You know, a lot of these guys. Huh?
Did Henry turn heel?
I don't know. Is Orton really a face? I mean, I guess he's a face. Cause, you know,
is Orton a heel, though? Is Orton a heel, or is he just neutral?
He's just a snake. He's just a snake, man.
I hear voices crying. They say, we don't want to see you wrestle. Now I'm singing the song. I hear voices crying. They say, we don't want to see you wrestle. All
right. He's just a snake, man. I don't know if he's good or bad. I don't like snakes, so I always see him as a heel.
What if he was Randy the Snake Orton?
Well, he more or less tries to be.
Rip off of Jake the Snake Roberts.
Well, yeah, but just the Viper. The Viper, like that ride at Great Adventure that they completely renamed because it wasn't good enough for people to sit on and spin around.
Yeah. I wonder what Stone Cold's thinking. He's probably pissed off.
He's thinking, I don't like the way that this dude is eyeballing me, and we're going to kick that Afro guy off the show this week. They, tough enough. They kicked off the one chick because she was hurt. they had her, like, she had an injured leg or some kind of shit. They had her climbing ropes, like, upside down and shit, and she was still forcing through it. And it was just, it was going to become a reoccurring thing, honestly. So I don't really blame them for doing it, because she was hurt, like, halfway through the thing. And it was going to become a week in, week out. Oh, my leg hurts. Oh, my leg hurts. And obviously it was going to become a problem. No one wants to see that shit every week on TV. Just going,
right,
oh, well, thanks for coming out. I believe your leg hurts, man. You're quite tough for being here. You know, they're not going to keep dealing with that shit. So they sent her home. But it was kind of funny because the shit that they got these people doing, you know, it's been mentioned on some other things, but Bill DeMott can't climb fucking ropes upside down. Can't climb a fucking rope ladder or a fucking wall or, you know, I mean, I just don't understand where they're yelling, you're not made for this business, because, like, they got ropes hanging, like, in succession, and then you got to, like, hang upside down like a spider or a fucking lemur or some shit, and then climb while upside down on that shit. And you got guys like fucking Bill DeMott yelling, fucking, come on, what are you, a pussy? You know, I would like to see Bill DeMott climb over fucking two pillows stacked up. That motherfucker ain't doing that shit. Like, it's just unbelievable. You know, imagine if Earthquake was held to that fucking standard.
Oh, boy.
Back in the day, and they're like, you can't climb that rope? You ain't meant to be here. They had these guys doing squats on the top rope, like standing on the fucking top rope doing squats. And then they had to hold the squats as low as possible after a bunch of squats, and the last person to be on top would continue.
Oh, my
God. Can you imagine the Big Show doing squats on the top rope? Can you imagine, you know, oh, fuck, man, there's so many dudes.
Hornswoggle doing that shit.
I mean, he's compact, so he ain't got far to squat. But, you know, what the fuck is that big,
Kane. Imagine Kane doing that shit.
Oh, Kane doing that shit. Even go veterans. Undertaker standing on top of the top rope doing fucking squats and then holding it fucking standing there.
They should do a veteran.
Kevin Nash. Yo, Kevin Nash is back. Have him do that.
Wait, where's he at?
Huh?
Where's Kevin Nash at?
I'm backstage. Signed him off for WrestleMania. He still works for the company. He's got one of those Legends contracts. So, like, he can't make no money anywhere else. And they can use him for appearances and stuff, but he's not going to have, like, a regular wrestling schedule. He's more or less semi-retired.
Yeah,
they can do what they want with
him.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, and any, you know, autograph signing things would have to go through WWE, and they would make the money and everything.
They love Nash. They have a big smile on their face. They're like, oh, yeah, sign the check to us, and we'll be happy to give you him,
of course.
You know?
Yep,
they love that shit. Big time. You know what's crazy? It's almost 9:45, and we haven't even talked about any of the shows this weekend.
Unbelievable. I'm glad we blew through that much time, because I wasn't sure what I was going to talk about this week. So what we'll do, we'll take our first break. What did I want to play? You know what? I might as well get out my... Huh?
Let's play the Meltdown.
The Meltdown. Kobe?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, we'll play the Kobe thing. I'll get into my 10 minutes of NBA talk and celebration. And this is came off of Funny or Die, and it was their simulation of what Kobe's press conferences were like after each game. They did get swept against the Dallas Mavericks. And when you hear the music playing in between, they're actually playing clips of, like, the ending of the game.
Oh, hold on. Real quick, shout-out to Toby Klein. How about that? In the chat room.
What's going on, Toby? Yeah. But, you know, when you hear the music in between, they're playing clips of the game and showing you the final score, showing, again, that the Lakers lost. So that's what's going on the visual that you're not seeing. But These are the simulated press conferences after all four games. Enjoy.
Exclusive. Here comes Kobe. Kobe for three. Kobe's doing work.
Super on my shirt. He's the greatest. Kobe, what happened out there?
We had some blown assignments. Just didn't really close the game like we should have. You know, we'll make the proper adjustments. It's one game. It's game one. I'm not concerned.
So, Kobe, what does the team need to do to get back in the series?
I mean, I'm not pointing any fingers, you know, Andrew, Cal, Lamar. Just small things on and off the court. My Gatorade flavor, they gave us orange today. I play a lot better with blue. It's just game two. We're going to come back. Pass me the damn ball. I don't need a pick at all. And don't worry about my shot, because I'm going to get that all. Yeah. If you guys don't think we're going to win this series, you're tripping. You must be on that dope. They're only up three games. Just three. Not five. Not 15. Just three games. I won't be playing in game four. Black Mamba will be playing in game four. I think we all know what that means. I'm the Black Mamba. I'm taking over game four. They still don't even have, they don't even have my flavor. They don't even have the flavor I like. That's crazy. One shot? Anybody want a shot? I figured we should take some shots since my team couldn't make any shots. You know? I just want to see a shot made in Dallas.
And some of our players just really, really sucked. Really, really, really sucked.
Pau Gasol.
Out of here.
There are rumors out there that Paul's going through a breakup. Is this true, Kobe?
What's that got to do with boxing out and dunking? If I was his fiance, I'd break up with him because he's not boxing out and dunking. I think we're going to find that attractive.
What does the team have to do to return to their form after the season?
Trade all these motherfuckers with me. Trade everybody. Everybody out of here. Gone. And I'm going to be coach next year. Next question. Nothing was working. The towels weren't working. The towels weren't absorbing my sweat like they normally do. Gatorade, it didn't quench my thirst. You can't win games with a dry Mamba. The Mamba's got to be moisturized.
What's the one thing that disappointed you the most about the whole series, Kobe?
My teammates just didn't respond to the Kobe face. They just didn't respond to the Kobe face. You guys know the Kobe face, right? Kobe face. Score buckets. Pass to Kobe. Win championships. That's what that face means. I think the NBA should just cancel the rest of the season. But, you know, who am I to judge?
Hey, Kobe, how does your legacy
stand? Fuck Dallas. Fuck Dallas.
Kobe,
Fuck Dallas.
Funny thing is there's a good chance that Kobe said a lot of those things. They just weren't on the press conference. Now, as a Miami Heat fan, I got to rub in the face of certain Celtic lovers, such as Sabian, such as everybody else, who during the season had so much shit to talk. So much shit to talk about how it was the Celtics, it was the Lakers. It was everybody but the Heat. Nah, it wasn't the Heat's time yet. Maybe in a few years, guys, but not yet. I can't help but mention that, the Celtics are gone due to the Heat. The Lakers are gone
due to
the Mavericks. Yeah, y'all was wrong. Y'all was dead wrong. So now that big three with LeBron, Wade and Bosh, you still got to deal with them. Still got to deal with them. And I believe tonight Chicago is playing the Hawks. They were 3-2, really struggling through the series to figure out who plays us next. So we'll have to see. But either way,
who would you rather see, the Hawks?
I don't give a fuck.
Or the Bulls?
I don't give a fuck, because the thing here is, yeah, the Bulls had the number one seed, and I give them credit for doing so. But the fact of the matter is, the Celtics had our number all year, and we took them the fuck out. We took them out pretty clean, too, you know. 4-1? I mean...
4-1, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, 4-1, that's pretty clean to take out a team that we might have won only a couple games tops. I mean, they had our number this year. Everybody Sabian had a bunch of stuff to go off of. They had a bunch of stats. They had everything to say. And all I can say is wait till playoffs, man. Wait till playoffs. All you need is four in the playoffs. And look who got four in the playoffs. So enough said. We go on.
I wonder if Sabian will be coming back on our show due to this. I mean, he might just go into a cave and, you know, hide for the rest of his life.
That's not like him at all. That's not like him at all. I'm sure he'll be back on. If I ask him to come back on, I'm sure he'll be back on. He's definitely not a type of guy to be hiding. Now I'll bust his balls about the Celtics for sure. It's all good, you know. And I hope we have an NFL season too, so I can continue this ball busting about everybody over there with their Eagles. So it's all good.
Yeah, maybe you can make a bet with Sabian, and maybe he'll pay out.
Yeah, I see where you're going with that. That's funny. He's not a referee, man. He's not a referee. So.
No.
You don't need a payment plan on $20 like some referees.
Yeah,
Sabian's clean too. Mm-hmm.
He's clean. He's good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's good.
Right. So anyway, wrestling.
In a wrestling show. Wrestling.
Yeah. So. Tomorrow I will be attending the New Japan show. They are running a triple header this weekend. They are running Friday in Broadway, New Jersey.
J-Cat's going to see some wrestling. He's going to a wrestling show. Wrestling. Hey, guys, it's me.
Motherfuckers bugging. So anyway, I'm going over there to see that. Reggie ain't going no motherfucking shows, man. He just does videos. I don't know why you keep. Anyway, so I'm going over there.
He's not even amped up on the radio.
Nah, he's a little sedated type dude. Anyway, I'm going down to Railway, see some motherfucking New Japan. This shit is gonna be off the chain, man. I'm going to run into that first because I got another show that somebody, you know, some people can go see, if they do choose to. It's not my, you know, it's not my prerogative, but it is an option. So anyway, you got New Japan with, of course, headlining the entire thing. If you haven't heard, you got Jushin Thunder Liger and Tiger Mask facing off with none other than the notorious 187 Homicide and Low Key in a dream tag match. I mean, that's your blockbuster main event right there. Right there in front of you. I mean, what more do you want? Well, if you do want more, they are also creating a WGP Intercontinental Championship. And it will be running a tournament. The first round will be started tomorrow night. And you will have 8 men, and you will see the first round of that tournament that night. Now, you kind of have to bear with me on this card because, honestly, I'm not the most well-versed in the Japanese rosters
and language.
I'm sure, right, absolutely. That's the main point right there. But because I could read Josh Daniels or Billy Madison, huh?
Wait, Josh Daniels is going to do on the show?
Absolutely not. But no, I'm just saying, as far as a name, you know, in English, I could read off very well and say, hey, I've never heard of this guy, but his name is Billy West, and be like, oh, okay, yeah, well, I'll check out what Billy West does. But I don't really know how to pronounce half of these names, so I apologize because I guarantee you I'm going to come out of tomorrow a huge fan and well-versed in the pronunciation of their names after tomorrow night because, man, they're bringing in, I believe they're flying in 17 guys from Japan. I don't know where else you're going to go to find a show that flies in 17 Japanese wrestlers. That's, I mean, it's unheard of. This is such a tremendous show. So anyway, like I said,
they're flying in together. Do you think they're all flying together? They're probably on a fucking first class.
No idea, man.
Wait. Well, I was gonna tell you something. I was gonna break the news to you, but yeah, I'm using the money we get off the show to fly them up. So, yeah.
So we're taking a pay cut, is what you're saying? Oh, that's okay.
We're making nothing. We're making nothing. Yeah, I'm sorry about that, bro. You know, the guy that originally was supposed to pay him, he's not going to even run a show in 2010, so, you know, he ain't going to pay. Come on.
Well, I mean, honestly, there's 8 men in this tournament, as I said. 6 of them are Japanese guys, and I have sadly not really... I'm not well versed in their names enough, and I'm really not going to go out there and disrespect their names by saying them completely off. So I can tell you that Damoff is in the tournament, and I can tell you that MVP is in the tournament, and I'll become much more well versed on their names tomorrow night, and I'll give you the breakdown and the results next week on who exactly these guys were and who wins that tournament. It will go on throughout the weekend, and I will only get to witness the first round because I am only attending tomorrow night's show as far as their triple header. But it is going to be fantastic. Non-tournament and also on that show will be none other than Satoshi Kojima. I am a huge, huge fan of Kojima, and he's going to be facing Kenny Omega. And Kenny's going to get his head cut off, man, because, man, Kojima hits that fucking lariat, his fucking curtains. You can do all that fucking backflipping athletic shit you want. In the end, Kojima's going to hit that lariat, and it's going to be curtains, man. So I can't wait to see it. It's going to be damn good. I like Kenny Omega quite a bit, too, but... Kojima, I got a chance to see him final battle a couple of years ago in Ring of Honor. And, Possibly. I really, numbers, years, ages, I'm not really that great with. But, I did get the great opportunity to see him and Muda live. And, yeah, it was a great day. But, so this is the first time I'll be seeing Kojima back, you know. I'm not sure. It might be the first time Kojima's been back in the United States since then.
8 years. Yeah.
As well as that, you will be having...
No, because he was in MLW. Kojima was in MLW.
MLW? Was that after, though?
Yeah, it had to have been. Because that was an offshoot of Ring of Honor. That's why... Yeah. Court Bauer, That was like 04 deal, dude. That was like maybe 7 years ago. So maybe a year later he came over.
An 8-man tag team battle.
Oh, boy.
Of Giant Bernard, formerly known as Prince Albert.
And A-Train.
And Carl Anderson, what?
And A-Train. He used to be called A-Train.
Right. Prince Albert, A-Train, Giant
Who's
Bernard.
Who's Carl Anderson? Who the hell is Carl Anderson?
I believe he works with him in Japan, more or less like his tag partner. I'm not really sure if he was formerly known by something else, or I'm not really that familiar with him. I just know that Albert's been hugely successful, you know, under the Giant Bernard, over there working real, real hard shit. They will be facing, in this 8-man tag team battle, the phenomenal Prince Devitt and Rasuki Taguchi. Also, Jado and Gato. And Davey Richards and Shinsuke Nakamura.
Ooh,
in an 8-man tag team battle. This is... That's going to be... crazy talent in one match. I'm really looking forward to seeing Prince Devitt for the first time live. I've never seen Albert live either. I've seen his matches in Japan. I was never a huge fan of his at all in the U.S., but I've seen some of his Japanese stuff on DVDs and stuff, and yeah, I mean, it's a whole different ball game, man. You can turn a whole lot of talent over there out of what was just kind of like a big guy in the WWE.
Yeah, they don't really do much with him in WWE.
Jado and Gato have been in a brief little, you know, couple shows they did in ECW back in the day. However, you know, didn't really get any type of huge amount of shine. But these guys are very, very talented. They've been tagging together for over 10 years. And, yeah, they're going to tear it the fuck up. You also have another tag match in Hiroshi Tanahashi.
Formerly of TNA. He worked in TNA.
And Togi Makabe versus Charlie Haas and Rhino.
What a match that's going to be. What a match.
So that's going to be pretty big. This isn't the Rhino that people, you know, got used to just seeing their generic matches of. This isn't the Rhino that people have been bored to fucking tears of on the indie scene. Just, Irish whip, clothesline in the corner, spear, gore, maybe a pile driver, go home, arms raised in the air, Rhino. No. This is going to be a Rhino. Huh?
No, I said, wow. But real quick, hey, we want to say hello to Lane in the chat room. So we have Lane and Toby both in the chat room at the same time. How about that?
Wow. That dream match of battle for who's more insane. Insane Lane or Mr. Insanity, Toby Klein. Oh, snap. Then you have the follow-up to that, which will definitely be the IWGP tournament.
You were going to say the IGWP.
I was going to say those letters in any other combination than what they were intended to be. And I was just going to call it a day. But you're going to have round two of that intercontinental tournament that they're running on night two, and that's in New York.
Where's that? Where in New York is that? Where in New York is that? Hammerstein or not?
I believe Brooklyn. I could be wrong. I could be wrong, man. I'm not going to it, so I really just don't know the exact location. I believe I could be wrong. Basketball City?
Okay. I heard that place.
Yeah. Anyway, dream match going on that night. And that is Low Ki versus Prince Devitt.
That's going to be awesome.
You will also have another... What?
No, I was going to say, if Low Ki can get past night one in that tag match.
Well, you can guarantee yourself whether he comes out victorious or not, Low Ki will get past night one, and he will be facing Prince Devitt. We'll just have to see how much wear and tear he does have after night one against Tiger Mask and Jushin Thunder Liger. But
and Prince Devitt's going to have a challenge night one. Is he's in that
huge
that
tag
four,
match.
Yeah, with A-Train and who knows what's going to happen with that. Right.
Another big match. They really don't line up that much for that show. They line up two matches plus the second round of that big tournament. So I'm sure there's going to be a lot of things lined up after that. But the other match for the IWGP heavyweight title, Hiroshi Tanahashi defending against Charlie Haas.
That's going to be awesome. Good technical match.
Good
hopefully.
Luck, Charlie, because Tanahashi is a beast. Good luck, Charlie.
Yeah, but Charlie Haas has been on a fucking roll lately, bringing the Ring of Honor World Tag Team titles. And,
that's cool.
Like, he's going to be on fire. He's a fucking collegiate wrestler. He's going to tear it up with Tanahashi.
Yeah. I hope that helps him. That's cool.
You're just like, that's not going to happen. That's not going to help.
No, I'm saying Tanahashi's a beast, man. There's very little chance that
who's more
Charlie
of a beast, Tanahashi or Sakimoto?
I'd like to Jesus, I mean, I don't know if it's ever happened in Japan. I'm going to have to go with Tanahashi.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, he's a monster.
Well, on the phone we have Sakamoto. He has some words to say.
Yeah, right.
Jake, I see you. I deadlift German. You on the floor. Good night. Bye-bye.
All right, anyway. So then, my man Tanahashi, the following night, on May 15th, Sunday, that will be at the Asylum Arena, South Philadelphia. Everybody knows what that is. And he's going to have, I think, a much better competitor, in my opinion. And that's going to be against Davey Richards.
That's going to be awesome.
Oh, my gosh. And that's no knock on Charlie Haas.
I gotta stop you there for a second. But your man Juan is fucking him up big time. He said, China looks good.
Dude. Fucking dude. Really?
Yeah.
I mean,
for real.
Jesus Christ. No, I'm talking to Juan. Through the line here, I'm talking to Juan. Dude, seriously? China looks... China? The country?
No. Country? China. Jonah Law, you know, that girl.
I'm trying to give him credit. Maybe he just likes the way the country is looking right now. Come on, Juan. Come on. I mean...
Nina told him, you're gross.
I mean... Anyway. After the show, you go watch One Night in China and, you know, call it a complete night.
And you see, and yeah. Oh,
so,
boy.
Anyway. Then you got light heavyweight, JAPW light heavyweight title on the line. And that will be Jushin Thunder Liger defending against Kenny Omega.
Do I smell title change?
Kenny Omega beating Jushin Thunder Liger? Well, I mean, that would be one way to bring it back to the States, but wow, what a hill to climb in Liger, man. I definitely not an easy win. So, then you have a South Philly street fight in Togi Makabe versus Rhino. So, we'll see. See what goes on there.
And also, in attendance tonight, for that show, is going to be the asshole security of Roger and his asshole security staff.
All right. So then you will also have another huge dream tag match of Prince Devitt and Rasuke Taguchi versus Low-Key and Homicide. What a weekend for New Japan Pro Wrestling to put on over here on the East Coast. You have 3 days of dream matches. I mean, these guys flew in. Like I said, somebody go look up the fucking price and go look up what it costs you to fly in 17 people from Japan. And that's not talking about any staff. That's talking about only the performers in the ring. And you know they had to fly over more than that. 17 people from Japan, to and from Japan. You look at that shit, man. Fuck the rental of the buildings or the guys' paydays or any of that shit. Just the flights alone, man. You talk to a lot of promoters and you're just like, you know, why don't you bring in this guy from California? They're like, oh, man, it's too much flight cost, man. I can't pay for that flight. Oh, that's a big fly-in. That's a big fly-in. Why don't you talk 17 people from Japan?
Lane has a question for you.
All right.
I guess we're going to start this question thing. Question answers.
not yet, Lane. You're killing me. Go ahead.
If Liger bled, would he be called Jushin Thunder Liger?
Jushin Thunder Liger. I bet he would, Lane. I bet he would. And that, sir, would be the closest thing to Tiger Blood that we've seen in wrestling. Your options are outside of that. I mean, I will be taking the other option in CZW on Saturday because, well, I'm a loyal mark, and that's what I'm doing. I'll go over that card in just a minute. What you do have is an option tomorrow night on Friday. I don't recommend it, but, I mean, it's, you know, there is some talent there for sure. That's NWA Force One is running over there in calling their show Friday the 13th, because it is the 13th. And what do they got going on? Let me see. They got Team The Firm. DJ Hyde. Nui Toifuyua. I don't know how to say his name. He's the big Samoan guy in CZW Security. And then
Nui Toigafu.
That's it. And Toigo, it doesn't look like that on paper at all. Okay. And JT Roberts with Jimmy Clydesdale versus the Monster
Calzone?
Squad.
Are they wrestling Calzone?
No, he comes later in the card. That's a top Carter. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's your fucking boy.
Okay. You could eat a dick. Anthony Graves and John Dahmer and the newest member of the Monster Squad. So I don't know who that is or what that is. But then you also have a rematch from April 8th, which is going to change because this is on the card, and that would be great. But unfortunately, Amasis has suffered an injury. They're listing it right now as something outside of a pro wrestling event. So that could have been training. That could have been anything. But they said something about a neck and spine injury. So, I mean, I wish him the best. You know, I really hope that it's not as serious as they're making it out to be. And he is going to be out for some time. But it was supposed to be tag partners against each other in a rematch and Amasis versus Ophidian. So,
wow, that would have been awesome.
They will be having to substitute that for something else, you know, and I can't imagine it being better than their original booking. You then have Johnny Calzone and Sammy Callahan.
Oh, boy.
Which, I mean, that's pretty
good
much
boy.
Like a tag team that just hurts my feelings because Sammy being one of my favorite guys and Johnny Calzone being a guy I have no room in the wrestling business for. And they're facing the Runaways. So
that's a fucking J. Cat Moore special match for you.
Yeah, I mean, well, should I go to where are they running this? Somewhere in South Jersey.
Egg Harbor. Maybe Egg Harbor.
I thought it was somewhere different this month, like similar to there, like close to there, but I don't think it's the normal building that they run in Egg Harbor. But anyway, should I go to all wrestling fans out there, give me advice. Johnny Calzone and Sammy Callahan, no offense to Sammy, versus the Runaways of Joe Gacy and Ryan Slater, or should I go and see Homicide and Low Key fight Tiger Mask and Jushin Thunder Liger? Kind of on the fence, guys. You got to help me out. Anyway.
This is like a Reggie moment. It's like a Reggie moment. Reggie would say something like that.
Right. Then you have Reggie Devin Moore fighting Ty Hagen.
Wow, the CZW World Champion working on undercarder. Interesting.
Yeah, a dark matcher. Then you have the Blackgate Asylum in Alex Payne. Pele, Permu, Kevin Cunningham versus Team Lancelot, whatever that is.
That's your Chikara former tag team, Lance Steele, and
a bunch
know.
Of people named Lance?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, wow. That's impressive they found that many people named Lance to put in a team.
Special attraction match is Yakuza Kick Radio member... chat room members battle it out as Alfredo wrestles Larry Legends.
Oh, that's great.
Tickets are $1 a piece. And can be purchased at the door. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
I guess we'll take a break. I want to get into the CZW card pretty extensively because I will be attending that on Saturday as well. With mixed feelings, but I'd like to get into that in a minute. I figure we'll play another clip. Let's play, because I am pretty annoyed about the fact that the PlayStation Network has been out for fucking several weeks, and I can't even get the Call of Duty maps to play that shit.
Ah, you're complaining too much. I'm kidding.
So okay. I'll let Sigis do it for me. Play Sigis complaining about the PlayStation Network.
Why ain't nobody told me that the PSN network was down? Ain't got no memo, ain't got no email, ain't got a fat bitch with a flag telling me D6 PSN ain't working. I tried to go online to play me some Hey Ho 3, some Fall of Booty 4, some Call of Negroes 8. I'm trying to play me some games on PSN network. We're sorry, PSN is down for maintenance. Maintenance? Y'all got some maintenance men in there? Y'all got 14 janitors cleaning up the PSN network? You got 14 people cleaning up Kim Kardashian's blood vagina? I'm trying to play me my goddamn PSN, okay? I know exactly who you can find to fix this PSN. Get Bill Nye the Science Guy. Y'all remember Bill Nye the Science Guy? That nigga with the jacket that always telling you stuff that you didn't know? Get him. He'll fix the damn network. What's wrong with you guys, man? You know what, PSN? You know, I got a fake gun right here, bro. Come at me right now, bro. You can't help me out playing some games online? I want to play some games online. I want to beat some prostitutes in the face on Final Fantasy. I want to run around and shoot people in the back of the head on Grand Theft Auto 4. And I can't do it now because you guys' network is messed the hell up. What's wrong with your network? Is it getting anal raped by Kanye West? What's wrong with your network? Is clowns with dildos in their mouth playing on it? What's wrong with it? Did Kim Kardashian swallow it whole like she do every black man she has sex with? Tell me what happened, PS3 Network. I want to find out. I can help you. I can save you. That's why 4chan don't like y'all right now, because y'all always messing stuff up. Me and 4chan go way back. They used to try to lynch me back in the day, my ancestors. That's why me and them cool right now. I don't give a damn. I want y'all to fix this damn network. I'm sitting in this dirty-ass apartment. I'm sweating like an Afghanistan terrorist that found out Osama bin Laden is not dead. I'm sitting here sweating like a goddamn African tribe member that just got found out that he had 14 babies. I'm sweating. I'm hot as hell. This red behind me look like the Bloods. I'm going to get shot because I'm wearing blue and these Bloods think I'm a Crip. I don't give a damn. I'm going to smash you on the floor if you don't work right. I'm going to smash it. I'm going to smash this bitch on the floor if you don't work. I swear to God. I'm tired as hell, I'm fat as hell, and I'm angry as hell. I'm out of here. Work, goddammit! Work! I have had enough! Enough! I want to play Call of Duty right now!
No. Oh, please don't do this to me.
Look how hard I'm sweating. Look at me. Look at how hard I'm sweating. Fat people ain't supposed to be sweating like this. I'm about to have a heart attack. Look how much I'm sweating. Oh, my God, I'm having a seizure.
I just got shot. Follow me on Twitter to find out if I'm alive or not. @Sigis.
Yeah, that's that's a crazy motherfucker, man. He always makes me laugh. He'd be random raving about all sorts of shit. It's always fun to hear. So, there goes my boy Sigis venting his frustrations about the PlayStation Network. And I agree with most of that. So, get Bill Nye the Science Guy and get that motherfucker on it, because I need my shit back. Play some Call of Duty, motherfucking Mortal Kombat, some Madden. I got the NBA, John. It's playoff time, man. I'm trying to get it in, man. It's crazy. So...
Right.
Yeah, man. You don't fuck with none of them games, huh?
Yeah, really. I mean, I don't really got a working system right now, so.
Yeah. Well, that keeps you from being annoyed at this situation. Well, CZW CZW. Saturday, CZW Arena. You know what it is. Here goes the card.
7 West Rittner Street in South Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. What's the show called?
Proving Grounds. CZW presents Proving Grounds. That's what it is. You have, I believe, let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Like 9, 10 matches announced for this fucking show. I mean, that's quite a bit of fucking matches announced for a show. So anyway, you have Ty Hagen versus Ryan Eagles. I expect that to be an early in the show match, but these guys can go. So I mean, you never know. You have, in what I'd like to call the waste of talent match, Rich Swann and his infinite abilities and entertaining possibilities against Alex Cohen. So good luck there. You have the Battle of the Irishmen, or the Best of the Irish, whatever you'd like to call it, in Jake Crist facing off against Ryan McBride. I think that's actually going to be a really good match. Jake Crist is really talented, and Ryan McBride is able to put on good matches, really depending on the month, depending on who he's in there with. But he's pulled out some great matches with some of really, really good talent. So I think Jake Crist and Ryan McBride could definitely pull something good together, and I'm looking forward to that. A lot of rematches this month, a lot. So I don't want to hear anything. I don't want to see anything that seems to lack chemistry, because a lot of these matches have happened 2 or 3 times before, so it's really not going to be acceptable if some of them fall short. Just, you know, just to give a heads up in case anybody's listening. But on that note, the next match would be Jonathan Gresham versus Gran Akuma. These guys had 2 singles matches prior to Best of the Best. They were in a 3-way together in the first round of Best of the Best. They were the 2 that did not advance. And, yeah, man. I mean, these guys are very familiar with each other. I believe it was January's complete abortion of a show that they wrestled on. And they were probably match two or three of the night. And that show was fucking horrific. These guys were the shining stars of that entire show. That was the best fucking match of that show, hands down, was what those 2 guys did in that fucking ring, man. So it really didn't matter who got pushed, who got booked, high on the card, anything like that. These 2 guys' ability is definitely able to steal a show no matter where you put them on the card. So I expect that to be a good match as well, man, because when you build that, you know, you build them standards up for yourself. If you put on 5-star matches, you're no longer able to mail it in. It just doesn't work out anymore because people expect the best out of you because you already gave it to them. So that's my opinion on that.
Right.
Then you have another match that I'm very much looking forward to. Probably my most anticipated match of this whole card, because it's a match I haven't seen before. I do not think it has ever happened before, and is a kind of a dream match to me, and that would be Masada taking on Sami Callihan one-on-one in the ring. I really hope they don't pull a whole bunch of fucking Adam Cole shenanigans and make this a whole fucking disqualification bullshit blow-off nonsense. I really hope they let this match be everything it needs to be. Because these could really, really be a big, big match. I mean, you saw Sami Callihan go one-on-one and beat clean Daisuke Sakimoto last month. I mean, you want to see that type of match. You want to see that bang-out, hard-hitting shit that you know Sami is he's so capable of. And a guy like Masada, who has been to Japan and back and Cult Fiction and everything else, you know he's going to hit you hard. He's going to come with some real dangerous shit. And what better of a recipient than Sammy Callahan, self-proclaimed hardest-hitting man in professional wrestling.
Right. We haven't seen Masada. We haven't seen Masada one-on-one in a one-on-one match in a long time, either.
Right. Right. Next up, you have an open challenge match, which is the Briscoe Brothers issue an open challenge to anybody but Philly's Most Wanted. They are
hopefully
the only team that is
hopefully, Team Yakuza Kick Radio chat room comes in. Team Insane, Insane Lane and Mr. Insanity Toby Klein accept the challenge, because that would be awesome.
Right, and I would recommend that the Briscoes man up, because when it comes down to it, that's going to be a bad day. So, we'll have to see what comes out of that. You have a dog collar match, and that will be the Golden Boy Drake Younger versus Scotty Vortex. Now, this to me, my opinion on this overall is, listen, man, we all know anybody who knows anything about either one of these guys knows about both of these guys. And that's that these guys have been best friends, and these guys have been really, really close, legit, and came up together, blah, 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 Naptown Dragons. They were tag partners, everything like that. There's the whole heel split turn. The problem is they took this from, man, I want to say last September, Drake turned on Scotty. September or October of last year, Drake.
October of last year.
Drake turned on Scotty.
That was at that show.
Right. Drake turned on Scotty in October. They haven't given them a one-on-one match until now.
Now.
Do you think most of the fans give a shit anymore?
No, absolutely not. Nobody gives a shit.
They don't.
If they would have done this shit in November, they should have done it in like November or January. They should have done it in November or January. It would have been hot off the press in January because they were just in the cage match in January, you know? Or in December, I meant. So if they would have done it in January, they could have got away with it real good.
Yeah, so it's just, you know, it's too much fucking build. It's too much, and it wasn't even build. Half the time they act like it didn't even exist. It wasn't a matter of building. It was a matter of, I don't feel like talking with that today. I'm just going to just do something else. There was no promos. There was no nothing. And all of a sudden, fucking months later, I'm tired of you running from me, Drake. I'm going to get you. Like, oh, shit. I forgot about that. You know, it's just dumb shit. So
that's,
I know these
booking,
guys.
Though. That's the booking.
Of course it is. I know these guys can go together. I know they have the chemistry. I know they could tear a fucking house down if they want to. And I hope the fuck they do, because booking wise, man, this shit has been put off way too long to start like a building feud right now. Yeah, if they work one of three matches, that the third one is going to be the blockbuster right now, no one is going to fucking care. By the third match, I don't care if you fucking die in the ring, people are going to shit on it, because you can't dangle a fucking angle over somebody for fucking 6 months and then decide that people should care now. That's not the way shit works. So, my opinion, like Fredo says, I'm Jake. I'm the guy who shits on all the wrestlers. Nah, man, I just tell it like I see it. It's not that I'm trying to shit on wrestlers, but I pay for my entertainment, man, so I'm going to comment on it just the same. It's not blind. I love Drake and Scotty, you know what I mean? It's my homies and shit. They're cool as hell. Guys I hang out with after the shows and everything. But I'm just talking booking-wise, you know. It's just been done really lazily, and
That's the way DJ is.
So much.
Lazy,
yeah.
Motherfucker.
DJ.
We're gonna start calling him DJ Lazy.
Okay. So, now again, because like I would rather talk all of my shit now have them prove me wrong, and by all means, next week I will come on this fucking show and be like, I didn't think that match was going to be shit. And they tore the fucking roof off with that match.
Maybe they're listening
again,
right now.
Oh, well, maybe. Who knows? No one listens to this.
well, hey, you got Lane and Toby in the chat room. So
that's
they're
very
listening.
True. That's very
they
true.
They can go
you
back
go
and say, hey,
you
you could, they could be like, yo, Jay Cat was fucking talking some shit on the Yakuza kick. Yo, you better go out there and kill yourself in that match. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, I'm saying, like, no, I ain't even talking about Drake and Scotty. I was more or less prefacing the next thing I was going to say is the next match you have lined up is the Ultraviolent Underground title being defended by Danny Havoc, who, might I add, just beat the Crazy Monkey Jun Kasai in South Philly last month.
I was there. Where were you?
His first title defense is against Ryan Slater.
That's fucking ridiculous.
So, again, I'm J-Cat. I'm the guy who just shits on the wrestlers, okay? Crazy Monkey, in my opinion, the best deathmatch wrestler in the fucking business. Now, you know, that may be debatable. I mean, I have two guys in the chat room. But
of all time. Best deathmatch wrestler of all time.
I honestly, I wouldn't argue. I really wouldn't argue. We have two top deathmatch wrestlers in the chat room right now.
But they
wouldn't
disagree.
To them.
But they wouldn't disagree.
You know, I don't know their opinion, but I could tell you this. I mean, with all due respect to these two guys who are top competitors, to all due respect to the late J.C. Bailey, to all due respect to the Necro Butchers, to the countless people who have stepped in that ring and have been just top deathmatch wrestlers, you know, it just, to me, what entertains me the most is the combination of wrestling, deathmatch ability, technical ability, gimmick, everything mixed together, and charisma, and what is the complete package of that to me has been Jun Kasai. So that is my personal, that is exactly what I want to see in the ring. And I got to give my props to him. So now when you beat a guy like Jun Kasai, your next month, you should be wrestling at least someone credible in deathmatch wrestling, right?
That's fucking DJ Lazy for you, fucking around.
Well, you know, this is what I'm saying. Like, when I hear shit like this, when I ask people, hey, why aren't you being booked? Well, they said they don't have a spot for me. They said they don't have a spot for me. Where's Call Fiction? You guys are going to have to wait because it's just not in the booking right now. Oh, you know, we have other things planned. You know, just hang on there, guys, because Cold Fiction will be there eventually. No, we wouldn't just ignore the top heel faction of last year. I beg to differ. I think you have. I think we are now.
Where the fuck's Toby been?
Where's Toby been? Where's Billy been? Where's Brain Damage been? Where's Insane Lane been?
We saw Masada once. Did Masada wrestle last month? No, it was Best of the Best.
Can you imagine? And this isn't like a straight out like diss to 13 or Lucky or Kevin Papix or whatever you want to call him, because I think he's a talented athlete. He's a good high flyer and all of that stuff. But can you imagine if you looked at Cult Fiction, lined up every single person that's been involved in Cult Fiction, and think to yourself that the only one that would be left being used in the company would be 13? Can anybody fathom that? Can anybody give me a reason?
And I hope I don't get any heat off this, but that goes to prove what happens when you get involved with politics. And that's probably the only reason why you stick around, because...
I guess. But like I said, I mean, when you just beat Jun Kasai, which is a high, high honor in deathmatch wrestling, and I don't think anybody would disagree with that.
And took the belt.
You know, beat him for a belt. You know,
By the way, real quick,
before I, you know, we go on anything. Hey, where the fuck's Ruckus on this card? Anyway.
Definitely.
We want Ruckus.
That would be the ultimate swerve to me. Would be because they said Briscoes. And they're making an open challenge. The only one who can't respond is Philly's Most Wanted. So guess what? Motherfucking lights go out, music hits, Blackout's back. It ain't Philly's Most Wanted. The Blackout's back. Boom. Fucking title shot. You know what I mean? That would be off the hook. That to me would that'd be off the hook.
They bring back Blackout.
And you'd have Robbie.
Booker,
you'd have Ruckus
Eddie.
With him. And you have this, oh man, the whole shit.
Oh my god.
So, that would be really good. That would be the ultimate move.
And then
right
bring
there.
Back Cold Fiction and do Blackout Cold Fiction.
Absolutely. I don't see why not. Anyway, so yeah, Ryan Slater, man. Ryan Slater versus Danny Havoc for the fucking Ultraviolet Underground title.
Is that a
match? Just because you want to push a guy. Doesn't mean the fans need to give a shit about your fucking bookings and your dreams. So, you decide this is going to be my guy. Well, if nobody fucking agrees with you, I'm not really sure where you think your booking's going. So, that's cool, man. Anyway, another rematch. Well, another two rematches. Junior heavyweight title match. Adam Cole defending against AR Fox for the third time. Now, originally, this was going to be Adam Cole managed by Mia Yim, who he's managed by, chained to Sami Callihan during the match, handcuffed to Sami Callihan during the match. But then they forgot, she was going to Japan this month. So they had to come up with a whole thing where they said, her lawyer didn't feel it was safe, and now she's representing CZW in Japan. Oh, that's
as a wrestler. As a wrestler.
So, yeah, as a wrestler who they've never used her as a wrestler. So, yeah, that's adorable. So anyway, that's hopefully going to be a really good match. Those two worked really well together the first two times, and all botched storylines aside. Those are two really talented athletes, and they should tear the house down. I see no reason why not. Again, I don't need any of this swerve bullshit. I don't need Sami Callihan running in and fucking interrupting the match and causing a DQ and this and that. This match has already happened twice. You're either going to tear the fucking roof down or you're going to piss the fans off. This is the only options you have. If you run the same match so many times, you can't run swerves on the fucking third time out. You just can't. You know, I'm not a booker. I'm only a fan. But I know what fucking pleases me after 10 years of going to this shit. So,
right.
You know, heed my fucking warnings or hear my fucking rap next Thursday, boys. You know, that's all. And I'm only one little bullshit dude on a fucking radio show. I'm not a, I don't speak for the masses, but, you know, I'm definitely going to run my motherfucking mouth as long as I can. So it is what it is, man. Some people must agree with me because I got a few people listening to me, and I thank you all for it. So
you got
yeah,
more than a few people listening to you, you know. You got to remember one thing. You get all the fucking, you know, we get all those fucking downloads, you know.
Yeah, I thank everybody who listens to me. Like I said, man, I'm you know. I just speak my opinion, that's all. And if people are entertained by my opinion, I'm very, very happy about that, man. I'm super humbled by that shit. And then the other third time match we have is the main event. And Devin Moore, the new world champion, who also has a best of coming out, is out now. So if anybody is at anywhere that has a Smart Mark video table, he has the best of Devin Moore with the shoot interview and everything out right now. So go cop that, as well as, cheap plug, you might want to check out that best of Toby Klein DVD as well, because Smart Mark's got that as well. So by all means.
By the way, we interviewed them both. So yeah, check out interviews with them too.
Yeah, and ours are free. So I mean, if y'all can't afford them Smart Mark Johns, then maybe you should just check out our archives. But on the side note, I would definitely check out those two. I'm definitely gonna get those. I'm gonna get that Devin Moore. I already got the Toby. Yeah, man, check that out. But Devin
Moore. I heard they did one with Justice Payne too.
Yeah, I hear they're gonna do that soon.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I think they listen to our show. They must be listening to our show.
That's cool. Anyway, they're going to do another rematch of Devin Moore defending against the Ego Robert Anthony, formerly Egotistico Fantastico. So this will be the third
what
match.
Are they flipping the belt? Do you think they'll flip the belt or what?
I don't know why you would do it three times in a row. There was no heel tactics. There was no nothing. Devin won clean at Best of the Best. Devin won clean the day after Best of the Best in Union City or whatever the fuck. And then there was International Incident, it was called, or something. I didn't go to that one. And then the next month, Eagle's going to fight him again.
And when?
So,
that'd be fucking ridiculous.
But I'm saying, like, he loses three times in a row to the same guy. I mean, where does Ego go? I mean, you got to come up with some other shit for him. Or give the belt back to Ego and then figure out where you go from there. I don't really know, man. I just, it's kind of weird booking this month. It can go either way. And like I said, man, I'm choosing this fucking show over going to New York and watching fucking Prince Devitt versus Low Key. And it'll come Saturday night to figure out whether I'm kicking myself in the ass for that shit or not. But tomorrow night, I'm going to see fucking New Japan Pro Wrestling, Low Key, Homicide versus fucking Tiger Mask and Jushin Thunder Liger.
Or as Wayne likes to say, Jushin Thunder Liger.
Or if Homicide pulls that fork out, he may be Jushin Thunder Liger. That's right. Oh snap.
Nah, the who? What's his name? Who?
Mike Jones.
Go ahead. Yeah, Mike Jones.
But yeah,
I think Liger has a steel mask. I don't think you're gonna get that fork in there. You're probably gonna bend the fork before you get in there. His mask.
I'm
has
subtle.
To be
try.
Steel.
I mean, he's not gonna. You know.
He looks
he's
stupid,
not the
though.
Type of guy to
like,
be.
For 5 minutes.
He might break one of them horns off and stab him with that shit, man. You don't know.
I'm gonna
talking about the notorious 187.
Stab it up his fucking ass. Stick that son bitch sideways. Make him bleed through the ass.
Make him humble.
you won't play it? You won't play it?
No. But, yeah,
Juan
another...
Like
yeah, hold on. Yeah. What time we got?
We got 10:43.
Yeah, play it for Juan and them. And then we'll come back and...
All right, give me a second. All right.
It's a favorite. Juan always requests it, and Eric always requests it. And it's like twisting my arm. I'm the one that pulled it out, and then now they can't get enough of it, so...
All righty. So we will... We'll play that real quick.
To make you humble. Let's do it. Make you humble. Make you humble. Make you humble. And then fuck his ass. Rambler, I never respect the fact. Rambler, I never respect the kid. I never respect the gay. I never respect the fact. Rambler, I'm a professional. You was lucky, punk. I didn't break your back to fuck your ass, make you humble. make you humble. And then fuck his ass. Break his back, make him humble. And then fuck his ass. Rambler, worse than Matthew Jordan. Make you humble. Rambler, worse than Matthew Jackson. You are worse than Hulk Hogan. Rambler, you're another faggot son of a bitch. No good lowlife. Make you humble. I wanna let you know you are punk,
yeah, little punk.
You are fag, you are punk, little gay.
That's your brony.
Worse than Michael Jordan, Michael Jackson.
Make him humble.
That was a great feeling, John Maloney. Try wrestling with that jabroni. Make him humble. Rambler, you was lucky, punk. I'm a shooter. And you lucky I didn't break your back. Make you humble. Make you humble. Rambler, Rambler, and you were so lucky to the Hacksaw come save you. Our professional, otherwise was ready to do a team, all country way, make him hum,
make him hum,
suplex him, put him in the camel cart, break his back, and then fuck his ass, make him humble, to even fuck our kids. And I didn't do it because for God and Jesus, and Mr. McMahon. Then do it because for the God and Jesus and Mr. McMahon. Make you humble.
That's
your brony, Brian Blair. I can break his fucking back. Make you humble. Brian Blair, I can break his fucking back. And then fuck his ass. And then fuck his ass. Make him humble.
Make him humble.
Great feeling all time I had all my life to make you humble. And that was a great feeling. Make you humble. And you're lucky I didn't break your back and had to come save you. You are punk, that jabroni. You are fat, you are punk, little gay. Before I break your back and I do all country gay. To make you humble. Make you humble. Make you humble.
That's your brony.
Break his back. Make him humble. And then fuck his ass. And then fuck his ass. And besides that, everything was great.
Yeah. So. There you go. There you go, Eric. All right.
And Juan. Hey, want to start the questions?
In 1 second, I do want to put out there that a huge announcement, we will continue to plug it until it happens, but, you know, seeing as everything that we're doing here and name of the show and everything else, and around the time we started is around the time that everything kicked off, but Acid Fest 2 has been announced, and that will be in July. That will be July 10th, Sunday, at 4 p.m. at the arena in Philly, and that will be Acid Fest Part 2. They've announced a short talent list. I'm not really going to get into it right now because no matches have been announced yet, and we really don't know, you know, what's really going to go down, but you know it's going to be a very special event as it was the first time. It is to help cover the rest of Trent Acid's funeral costs. As you know, they were able to raise a fantastic $7,000 the first show that they did. And unlike Ian Rotten shows, it didn't go into the promoter's pocket. It actually went to the family and bought Trent. I mean, if you guys see, you know, some people who are
close Ian Rotten, a no good son of a fucking bitch.
Yes, but if you see, you know, some people that are close with Trent that have pictures of his headstone and stuff, it's a beautiful, beautiful headstone, man. He really got what he deserved as far as, you know, his passing and his burial. You know, he really got something to tribute him well. And, you know, obviously, you know, $7,000 doesn't pay for a funeral and a nice headstone like that and everything, so... You know, this part two is to try to, you know, help pay for more of the cost of the funeral. So everybody support that if you can, if you're in the area, you know, everything
going.
Like that. So, yeah, of course. So, yeah. So, all right, man. We'll get into questions.
Who wants to ask the first question?
Lane, you're killing me. So
hold on. There was a question earlier. Let me see.
Just holding back questions?
Okay. Toby Klein says, "Hey Yakuza, plug the upcoming Insane Lane versus Mr. Insanity match. What promotion wants it first?"
Absolutely. As I had mentioned before, why are these two guys not booked? And furthermore, why are they not booked against each other in a match with Insanity on the line and Insanity to ensue?
Maybe certain promotions, aka CZW. Hey, you listen to our show. I know you do. Book it. We'll go. I'll be there.
Yeah, you know, the DJ has told us, as well as every other fan that asks him, why don't you book this guy? Why don't you book that guy? Well, I do things that are good for business, he'll tell you. I make sure I do the things that are going to create good business. Well, I'm a guy who's given 10 years of good business to this company. I'm the guy who was giving business to the company before you knew it fucking existed. And I'm a guy that says, you know, this is a fucking match that's worth fucking seeing. That's what everybody would be interested in.
I mean, that could be the only match, but you know damn well they're going to bust their fucking assholes the price of admission. And I'm not even saying it because they're fucking in the chat room.
Well, I'm not saying the only match. I'm not just being on some shit like this is the only thing I want to see in the world. I'm just saying that.
But I'm saying that match would be fucking amazing because if two guys really want to work each other, you know it's going to fucking be fucking phenomenal. You know what I mean?
Course.
You know it's going to be fantastic.
But a guy like Insane Lane, a guy like Mr. Insanity, Toby Klein, their reputation speaks for themselves. So there's really no saying, hey, this guy could really work, or this guy, you already fucking know, man. You already fucking know. You know, I'm just going to bite my tongue on one comment I got as far as, I ain't going to go there, because it could hurt somebody's bookings, and I'm not doing that, because... I mean, there's certain people that that are booking things that, you know, may have caused harm to people in the past. And it's just not right. So anyway, I would just like to see these two guys in the ring. And if CZW do it, wow, why don't you grab the opportunity while it's in front of you before someone else does? I know that's kind of foreign policy to CZW. Because they do things in the past, and even with Zandig, I mean, sometimes they would just overrun things. The Danny Havoc and Necro storyline, they ran it so slowly that eventually they dropped the ball on bookings because Necro got really popular, and IWA got the fucking blow-off match on their King of the Death. Fucking Danny Havoc versus Necro. That was the blow-off, was in fucking IWA, never CZW, after mad fucking months of them playing, like, Necro in a fucking Hawaiian shirt coming out, or a suit coming out and fucking doing headlocks and sliding out of the ring and going to the back. You know what I mean? Like, there's been a lot of drop balls. There's been a lot of big blow-off matches or... dream matches put on other cards. Just recently, Evolve just put on fucking AR Fox versus Rich Swann. That was a fucking dream match that we were fucking professing month in and month out. Man, CZW's got two of the best young high flyers in the fucking business right now.
I even was a dumb mark and I fucking sent DJ a message saying, book this match and fucking, you know what DJ's response was to that? Was, and it's hilarious, his answer. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
H-U-H.
Huh?
Huh? Yeah.
That's what he said. Yeah. Hey, DJ.
And I would love to just not respond to that and then post him like a big, nice, like a cross-section of the reviews of the match that those two had in Evolve. After working over a year in CZW and never pairing these guys up in the ring, all of a sudden they worked each other in Evolve, and people were like, this is what high-flying wrestling is all about. I can't believe the fucking stuff these guys were doing in the ring. Holy shit. Man, I hope these guys fuse together. I hope these guys work more often. They could tour with that match. They could go on a fucking tour and just wrestle each other all over the fucking world. And Wait. Did I forget to tell everybody that Rich Swann is facing Alex Cullen on Saturday? Just, you know, in case you guys don't miss that, please. So, yeah, I mean, this is what I'm saying, like, unbelievably talented dudes, and then they say, we do what's good for business. We have certain plans for what we're doing. Yeah, you're also a fucking mark for yourself, and the fact of the matter is, I'm a fan, and I know what I want. So, if you choose not to give me what you want because you have other agendas, and then I look at the fucking mass response of the fans, and they all shit on your product a lot more than I have and attend your product a lot less than I have, then guess who has fucking right to say their shit? I do. So you can have your agenda. You can have this and that. Everybody who's fucking lost the company on this fucking Northeast, they've had their fucking agenda too. And I've watched them fucking disappear. And that's not a problem, dude, because I don't own a fucking company. So that's bottom line, man.
We have some questions to answer.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why Juan's asking this shit, but you might get pissed at this question. Can you win a race with a log down a hill with a duck? Can you win a race with a log down a hill with a duck? That's exactly what he put.
Can you win a race with a log
down a hill with a duck?
What the fuck is that supposed to mean? Is Juan smoking some of that sticky tonight?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I try to lay off it during the show because I start to get all relaxed and I really can't talk as well. I'm just all like, you know. It's too relaxed, so I try to stay off the sticky, so I might not be lining up with what the fuck Juan's talking about. I got ducks in my yard. I don't have any logs. I mean, I got cut wood. There's no hill. Okay, let me break this down. I got ducks right here. Hold on. Maybe you can hear them.
Toby Klein has to leave, so we have to say goodbye to Toby. All
right, peace, Toby. Thanks for coming on. Yeah, but I got ducks right here. They're cracking away in their
fence. Oh, boy. Oh, okay. Brent said I'm smoking the sticky, so.
Oh, yeah. I don't blame you, homie. I don't blame you. As soon as I get off this show, this is what's going on with me. So, it is what it is, homie. Like I said, I just try to keep my speeches as tolerable as possible. Yeah, I drink, but I just try to stay off the trees until the show's over. But I don't know what the fuck that Duck Hill log shit is even about. I mean, you gotta
Nicole
be a little more specific.
Nicole just came
into
the chat room, so we want to say hello to Nicole. We have 90 seconds left in the show.
90 seconds. Oh, welcome to the show, Nicole. 90 seconds. I'm sure she was listening.
Yeah, and Juan's still in the chat room, so. Business.
We have 90 seconds. Come on, with all that. Any more questions? I mean, what we got? While I'm waiting for questions, if I get any, it's seriously a minute and a half. But I'd like to give a shout out to my boys over there, over at Wrestling Soup, and that's my man, Mish, and Joey Numbers, and they're doing their thing actually as we speak, and. You go ahead and check them out, wrestling-news.com, after this show, or, check them out on their archives, get them on iTunes, whatever. The Real Side of Wrestling, they do their thing. And, Yeah, like I said, huge weekend of wrestling. You know, I talk a lot of shit, but when it comes down to it, there's a lot of entertainment out there. You pick your poison, you go indulge, and I'm telling you, it's going to be fire, man. It's going to be fire this weekend. New Japan doing their fucking East Coast tour. CCW doing their shit in fucking South Philly.
We got left in 10 seconds. 10 seconds.
10 seconds. Man, a 90 went fast. So, for Eric Williams, I am J-Cat Morris. We'll check you motherfuckers out next week on Yakuza Kick Radio. Peace.
Good night, everyone.